Please, tonight I want you to take advantage of the fact that you are here and maximize your time. Because you've taken time out in the rain. So, it must have cost you something to get there. Please, I want you to have a take home tonight. Take something home. Don't let your mind wander. Make up your mind. God is in the business of doing miracles. The Bible says, God sent forth His word. The word of God is active, is living. Speaking about Joseph, he said, before his word came. So the word had momentum. So the word of the Lord tried him. So I want you to be conscious of the word of God. And the fact that we are not just coming to mark time or to just come for Bible study. I want you to listen and let your spirit connect. He said before his word came, your word will come. I say your word will come. Even if your word is coming, I pray for the grace for you to stay to receiving your word. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are looking at the rewards and benefit of obedience and forgiveness. You know, usually rewards is like, when you do this, I will do this. That's the reward. If you do this, I will do this. People that work in a bank, if you make X amount of money, we give you this bonus or whatever. That's the reward. But benefits. Because you are this, you are entitled to this. That's benefits. Because you are this, you are entitled to this. Because you are a child of God, there's something that automatically accrued to you as benefit. Now, as a child of God, when you do this, this will happen. So, and we must be conscious of the rewards and the benefits. As children of God, we must be conscious of both. Both the rewards and the benefits. Of course, I don't have to tell you, even though the benefit is there, but don't forget the fact that there will be a context. It's not something that you walk into it as a child of God. The Bible says, if a man is in Christ, is a new creature. How many people still believe it in their spirit? The benefit is there, but if I don't believe it, if I don't live it, if I don't, the benefit is there. He said, as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the children of God. So if I'm a child of God, that means I should be able to perform at the level of God to some extent. That's the meaning. He gave him power. So, power for what? Power for what? But if he gives me the power, and I don't know that the power is there, but it's there. So that's the benefit. But reward. If you do this, he said, if you hearken diligently, he's always telling Israel, if you do this, I will do this. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. That's reward. So people can enjoy the benefit reasonably, they may not be enjoying the reward. Bible says that winning soul is wise. That's the reward. That's not the benefit. Now, let me now zero down to Matthew chapter 6 from verse 14. This is about reward. from verse 14. Is it possible for you to project it, please? 14 and to 15. Matthew, let's read together, please. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. 15. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is a reward system. If you do this, I will do this. If you don't do this, I will not do this. So you determine your forgiveness. And it's not determined by prayers, so to speak. You must ask, though, for God to forgive you. But if you forgive people, naturally, when you ask for it, you get it. So it's a reward. It's not a benefit. It's something that you have to do something for God to do something. Now, give, and it shall be given unto you. It's a reward. So the measure in which you give, it shall be measured back to you. Bring your tithe and offering to my store, then we meet in my house, and I will rebuild the barrier for your sake. No, people don't. People say, even if you are not praying, it's not as if the devourer will show up. But paradventor, it shows up. It's a reward. Praise ye the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Tonight, I want us to look at a psalm and the Bible. And I want us to look at it. Maybe we can study it together. Psalm 24. I will read from verses 1 to the end. It's a very short psalm. But I want us to look at a few things. Let's just read first. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established upon the flood. Who does that? Sometimes God speaks to us, for us to, a bit of, let me just open a dimension to these people. Establish upon the flood. Who does that? That when you go to this place, if you are, you enjoy studying science at that level. When people get out of the earth, there is nothing holding it. And the speed at which the earth is spinning, you'll be asking yourself a question. Nothing is holding it. And inside the same ball is where you have all the ocean, all the sea, everything inside that same ball. My Bible said he upholds everything by the word of his power. I say I have power. I can't even say I have power. That's your benefit. But honestly speaking, we look at these psalms and you can begin to have understanding. It's not a question of no. You begin to have understanding, why are some things not happening when God said this? So you should be able to answer the question yourself. Then if you now want to walk in what God has said, you can take a decision yourself. It's dependent on us, actually. Much more on us. But who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4. Let's read together. He that hath 1, 2. And? Or? Not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. He shall receive the blessing from God. Abi, is that not a reward? Answer me, please. What is that? What is that? Is it benefit or reward? I can't hear. A reward. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Not born again. Not generation of them that are born again. Bible says, seek the Lord when he might be found. So this is the generation of them that seek him. That seek thy face, O Jacob. Verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. God is a fighter. The God you serve is a fighter. Every child of God must be a fighter. But not flesh and blood. Fighter. Verse 9. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go to verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You know what that is saying to us? God owns everything. He's the owner of everything. He's just telling you, he's establishing his ownership. The project earth is God's project. Nothing happened here without his knowledge. Of course, that is not to say he approves everything that happens. But things can happen. So there is nothing we have that we did not receive from him. We better acknowledge it. Even the life that we live, the air that we breathe in, we receive everything from him. So there is nothing we have that he did not give us. Everything we have. You know what it should do? It should humble us. Everything I have, he gave it to me. It should humble, that's what should humble me. Number one. Number two, it should help me to obey him. And seek him. Now, he now asks a question, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, verse 3? And who shall stand in his holy place? Now, he didn't say who shall pray, or who shall fast. He didn't say who shall pray, because people can pray and not get before God. People can pray and it can be a religious exercise. And people can be praying and they are not hearing anything and they are praying. And they don't mind not to hear anything. So that's the question, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who? Who is the person? And who shall stand in his holy place? And he said about that hill. Now, he said it's a holy place. So, the issue is this. He told you, it's the hill of God. And I don't have to tell you what it means to go up the hill. You must have a measure of stamina. That's why he said you ascend. You ascend. You go up. You ascend to the hill of the Lord. And you stand in his holy place. 1 Kings 17:1. Elijah speaking. and Elijah the Tishbite, who was from the inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, who shall stand in his holy place? So you now declare the word. Before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. Everybody say power. Everybody say power. Everybody say power. As many as received him, to them gave he power. Do you know the kind of capacity you carry? Do you know how much the world wants to take it away from us? Do you know how much the world has taken it away from us? I wish we know. The world is not giving you anything. They are lying to you. They are exchanging something. You don't know how. They are robbers. What the world is taking from you is too much value. That's why the psalmist says, say, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, oh Lord God, my son. What they are taking from us. They are robbers. Let me paint the picture to you. Just imagine for a second. Let's play back the game. Let's play this back in our mind. Let's say Joseph. Are you here? If you are, say hallelujah. I can't even shout hallelujah. I want us to paint the picture. Let's say Joseph slept with the wife of Potiphar. Let's just paint that picture. We will never know that he was supposed to become the prime minister. It will never be, it will never happen in history. But don't forget that there is a benefit from sleeping with the wife of Potiphar, yes or no? Yeah, there's some benefit there. And I can bet you, you'll be eating good food, benefit. Yes or no? Alumoto. But to buy a contract to say bribe to say where? To give bribe, they don't say 200 million, 50 million, 50 million. Why do I say now? But destiny. Now imagine, now listen to me. Imagine all the people that killed behind yourself in time and destiny. Imagine their whole destiny. Imagine if Joseph had done it and he get back to God. All those people will be crying and say, Joseph, you messed our destiny up. Maybe you think it is because of yourself. Maybe you are self-centered about everything. Maybe it's only what pays you. I don't know. But me, please you. He did something to me. When he doesn't think, he's looking at me. Ah, it's you. Hey, they're not even giving somebody recognition. They're not even doing thinking. You is the only factor in your life. Just imagine if Joseph had done it. It is not that they became a prime minister. That's not the issue. It is because of the assignment of God for a whole nation. You know what God will have done? God will have to start all over again. And his father, his brother, everybody would have perished in the famine. Ah! God will help us. I say God will help us. I say God will help us. That is the issue. There is a conversion going on now that is all about me. People are thinking only about themselves. Morning, afternoon, night. Fear enough. But the truth of the case is this. There is something about you. There is a reward. I told you about the benefit and the reward. There is reward for what? So what Joseph said no to? He said, no, I cannot do this against God. Leave it alone. No. It's not even debatable. That was why he fled, he shed. It doesn't matter. Throw me to prison. It doesn't matter. There is no consideration. No debate. Don't even try me. No, don't go. He said, don't even try. He said, you're going to prison? He said, let's go. You know what was happening to Joseph? His word was trying him. Now, the word of God was trying him. Now, this is the issue. This is the equation. Are you in church tonight? I can't hear you. Are you in church tonight? I will stop if I can't hear you. Are you in church tonight? Now, this is the equation. And I want you to look at this. I want to explain it in a language that we understand. God is a spirit. And God is superior to us in any form, fashion, whatever. Now, so God gave us a promise. Now, so it's like, it's at this level. We are at this level. And even though you are born again, you are at this level. So the word of God will start trying you from here. Yeah. Mama Befa. Now, as you overcome, you go up. 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 One day you will do your final exam. This will happen. The word that is coming, and you, it will merge. Can you imagine if the word is coming, you are here, and already come lover and fiam! What's love? Ah, you will not lose your destiny. Amen. Yes. 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 That is the truth. See the way they are talking to me. Some people that are doing something to you, they are the one that is bringing you out. Somebody say he's making me angry. You are an angry person. Yeah, if somebody is an angry person, can they make him angry? Answer me yes or no. Is it possible? You are naturally. Some people, they are not making them angry, they are not just looking at them. And they have interpreted everything. The issue is the fact that somebody has to be sent to you to help you to manifest what you are manifesting so that you can change. Praise the Lord. Are we on the same page? I can't hear you. Are we on the same page? If you don't answer me, I say we're on the same page. So that was what happened to Joseph. We can read the story forever and be enjoying the story. Do you know that sometimes husband and wife, God sent them to each other? Husband and wife. Sometimes. Now. So that is the question. Now, let me read from Job chapter 22. From verse 23 to 29. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and gold of Ophir as the stone of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. 26. For then shalt thou have the delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Verse 27. Let's read together. 27, yeah? So it is not everybody that is praying that God is hearing. Say, thou shalt make your prayers unto him, and he shall hear thee. So prayer is not, he said, who shall ascend to the hill of God? Is the question. Who shall stand in his holy place? That's what we are looking at. Who? That's the question. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who will stand before God? Who will stand in his holy place? It is not a bit of visitation. You are just ascending. No, no. He said, who is going to stand? I love this verse 28. We quote it a lot. Verse 28. Please, let's sit together. 1, 2, 3, go. Thou shalt do what? And it shall do what? Unto thee. And thy light shall shine in thy... He said, you will decree a thing, and it shall be established. Before God do my stand, there will not be rain, nor dew. Before God who my... There shall not be rain, nor dew. Can I ask you a question? Everything I've read to you, are they benefit or reward? Did they read to you now? Is it a reward or benefit? Eh? Reward me, see? Because it's a benefit, see? It's not a benefit of the fact that you're a child of God. No. It's not. So some of the things that we claim, they're not like automatic, they're not benefit as it were. Some things are reward of, if you do this, I will do this. If you do this, you will walk in this. There's the benefit of the fact that you are a child of God. Fine. But there are some things that you will hear. If you do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. If you do this, I will do this. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Verse 29. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. When men shall say, cast down, you will say, there is lifting up. That means you can live above any economy. You can live above any situation. You can live above any circumstances. Remember, we are looking at, what's our title for tonight? Can I hear you, please? Huh? Rewards and benefit of obedience and forgiveness. There is what are in the benefit account. Too many things are in the reward account. So verse 24, I want us to go there. And I want you to, can you borrow me a mic for some time? Now, the first requirement, who shall ascend? Hear me, oh, and please. That's why I keep telling people. I said, you're begging people not to sing, you beg people not to do something, you don't know what you are, actually, you know what you are losing. Because you can't be hearing God, you'll be hearing yourself. No, just hold on to it, thank you. Thank you. Just hold on to it. You may have to. Somebody may. Can we raise up his or her hand? So you have to give it to them. Now, no. He asked the question. He said, "Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord?" Abi, that's the question. Abi, who shall stand in his holy place? Now, he now told us the requirements. Abi, do you agree? Yes or no? That's the Bible we just read. He that has 10 hands. That's number one. Clean hands. Owo mi mare fofun nene oni. If they have clean hands, that's number one. Now, he said, who? That's the question mark. Number two. And a pure heart. Remember, blessed are the pure, for they will do what? They shall see God. Pure heart. Number three, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity. I want us to contribute. What does it mean to lift one soul to vanity? So, who wants to talk? What does it mean to lift up your soul to vanity? At least 5, 6, 7 people must talk. Oh yeah? What does it mean to lift your soul to vanity? You can't be wrong, so don't bother. Just say what you think. We are still raising our hands. I mean, eh? Huh? You are still raising it up. He's saying like, what is the meaning of this one? I don't know, please. Lift up his soul to vanity. What do you think it means? Yes, ma'am.
It means somebody who does not engage in dishonest practices or begin to acquire the things of the world. Someone who is not disobedient to the word of God. Lifting up your heart to vanity.
Okay. Please. Someone else should say something. Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah. Zahim Zokunai wants to talk. Oh, yeah. Give her a mic. Sanitize the mic. Just, oh, yeah. I need people to talk. Lift up your soul to vanity. What is the meaning? In your own opinion. Everybody has an opinion. And you can't be wrong. Oh, yeah. Ah, Bramek. Oh, yeah, Bramek.
Vanity is just the love of the pleasures of the world. When we look at whatever was said of Solomon, he said all that he looked for, all that he sought, women, treasure, money, everything, at the end of it, he said all is vanity. So when we lift our souls and begin to run after the things of the world and acquisitions, it is sheer vanity.
Okay. Who wants to say something else? Come and give it to Mr. Kimbami. Oh, yeah.
The Bible tells us that vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. That means our running up and down, I want to be this, I want to be that. At the end of the day, all is vanity.
But you know, it's to lift up your soul to vanity. Now, let's look at it. Lift up your soul. Okay. Sit down, man. Thank you. Now, let's look at it. It's a he that does not lift up his soul to vanity. What do you think is the soul? Lift up his soul to vanity. Lift up his soul to vanity. Don't forget, he said, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He said, he that does not lift up his soul to vanity. That means some of those things are competing with God in your life. That when you want of it, when you want to answer the question about this one, you will pick that one. That is what you will pick. That means that is competing with God in your life. That's what you are giving consideration. You see, it is not a sin to have money. I want to have money. It's not a sin to do something. But you know what it means to lift up your soul to vanity. That is about everything about you. There's really not too much consideration for God. Of course, God, we pray for God to bless us, yes or no? Now, but you know what it means to lift up your soul to vanity? It's like that thing is you know, they say money is a very good servant but a terrible master. So that means that is what controls you. That's the only thing that is about your life. If there is no gain, I can't even think about it. What is in it for me? I mean, just imagine. God cannot even send you an assignment to just go and give somebody something. No, he can't. No. There must be a profit. Something must come back to me. Let me read this parable in Luke chapter 12. From verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the grant of a certain rich man. He was rich before. God blessed him. So, God wants to bless us. So, leave that one. There is blessing in God, though. Richness. I'm talking about correct. But the question is this. What about lift up your soul? Also, every blessing should be your servant, not your master. That's where the problem is. You are not supposed to be possessed by possession. You are the one to possess possession. God blessed this man. Man brought forth plentifully. Verse 17. And he thought within himself, what shall I do because I have no room? Where to bestow my fruits? Now, this is the issue. I mean, this guy has enough. I guess what God gave to him was answer to prayers of some people. Maybe they are not as hardworking. Maybe they are not as smart. Maybe they are not as brilliant. Maybe they don't have enough education. There are people like that, really. And they are praying to God. But of course, I say they will eat. So, where will God channel it to? He was told, Sokotoro, this is Anguilla. Come on, they need prayers. So, God, if God channel the thing to you, you will destroy it. You don't know, no business acumen, no nothing. You will not go to school. You will not study anything. But of course, you are still praying to God. You are still a child of God. Don't you know that nations all over the world, they try and make sure that everyone is getting something to survive? That is the heart. It's not winner takes all. They make up their mind that some people have to survive. They say, okay, they must give you something to survive. When you don't have a job, they are concerned. No job. How are people going to survive? Remember the pandemic? They said people that they are ready to expire, they have to do this. They started creating programs. Or else, what will happen to you? What happened to those nations? That is why some nations are borrowing forever. I don't want to tell you the name of the nation. Yes, some nations are prospering. You know what happened? When the U.S. left Afghanistan, you know what they said? They said they left how many aircraft? They said they left only 75 aircraft. There. They said, but they remember they can't use it again. I say aircraft. Too much wealth. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room. We have to bestow my fruit. Verse 18. And he said, this I will do. I will pull down my barns. Now, the barn is already full. Put down my barns. Build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. Now, verse 19. You know what he said? And I will do what? Say, let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, go. I will say to you, lift up your soul unto vanity. The soul does not even know the... I will say to my soul, he that does not lift his soul to vanity, I will say to my soul, now, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy hands, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which he had provided? Verse 21. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. The layer of treasure for and not do what? Towards God. Lift up his soul to vanity. Tonight as I close, Now, look at verse 5. He said, now, if you don't do that, what will you get? He said, you shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Now, can I ask you a question? Is that a benefit or a reward? Sorry, is it a benefit or a reward? Huh? It's reward. It's reward. He who does not do this. So that is why Christians keep talking about benefits. We talk about benefit too much, as in, it's like, it's my right. And when the devil is not saying it's not your right, he says, you don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do this, and you don't do this. Responsibility. What you have to do and what you must not do. He said, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. Tonight I want us to think about these things. Benefits and rewards. Benefits and rewards. So, we have stayed too long on the side of benefit. I'm a child of God. I can decree things shall be established. It's a reward, though. It's a reward. So I will be asking myself a question. What do I have to do that I have to attract this? It's a reward. You shall decree things shall be established. It's a reward. Of course, there are benefits of the fact that we are child. He said, as many as received him, to them gave him power to do what? It is a power that you are a child of, to become. So the becoming is the action. It's the fact that you are an active believer. It's the fact that you are a walking Christian. He said, work out your salvation with you. You are a walking Christian. You are an active child of God. To them gave him power to do what? To become. So the becoming is the manifestation. The manifestation of before God whom I stand, there shall not be rain. The becoming is the fact that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Yeah, that is the becoming. But of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That is the becoming. Was it Nehemiah or Ezra? When they were about to leave, I think for Jerusalem, he said, I'm too ashamed to go and meet the king. That should give us guard for the road. Because we have told the king about our God. What our God is able to do. He said, I'm too ashamed to go and ask the king. Let's just bow our head tonight and just speak to God. He said, do not be weary in well doing. There is reward. He said, do not be weary in well doing. Don't be tired. He said, love not the world nor the thing thereof. Lift up not soul, don't lift up soul up to vanity. Love not the world nor the thing thereof. He said, bring in your tithe to my storehouse. That I may meet in my house. If I will not open the windows of heaven, benefits. He said, give and it shall be given to you, benefits. No, reward rather. Rewards. Rewards. Now, if you look at it, you will see that there is so much in the side of reward. Because we've been saved to serve. So much in the Son of the Reward, say that winning the soul is wise. So much on the side of reward. So that we have to begin to understand the reason why sometimes it seems as if what is happening to our Christianity? What is the challenge we have? I mean, why am I not delivering? Please, if you're under the sound of my voice and you have a prayer request, can you talk to God about your prayer request? I want to pray tonight. There's something that you need. Please talk to God about it, then I will pray. Can be healing, no matter what it is. Because God has not called the house of Jacob to seek him in vain. Ushers, please tell God what you need. Drop offering bucket, please. Please come and drop offering bucket. Come and talk to God about what you need. If you want children, tell God the sex. We are going to pray now. If you want breakthrough, tell God. And I want you to recognize today's date down. Can you please bring your prayer to a close? Can we just raise up our hands to God and pray together? Father, tonight we have come to you, not to any man. Lord, we know and we know. Bible says it's not of him that willeth, neither of him that runneth, but of you that showeth mercy. Tonight I pray that show all of us mercy in the name of Jesus. Everybody watching, even online, Father, tonight, show us your mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray for every request that the voice I've raised before you tonight, please answer us speedily. Let us have testimonies. Father, Lord, God of heaven, please, O God, let tonight be a turning point to greater height for us in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, we worship you. We adore you, we glorify you. We magnify you because you are our Father. Father, Lord God of heaven, I pray for every man and every woman member of this church, anybody that picked our identity for evil, they will be your enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven, you say, touch no man, not and do my prophet no harm. I declare tonight, we and all that belong to us, we are not supposed to be done harm to in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God of heaven, we say in this nation that we are secure. I say we are secure. I say we are blessed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God of heaven, every negative issue in this nation will not be our portion. Father, we worship you tonight, O God. In Jesus' name we pray.